But first, we can't have anything until we have this. The Gump File. Why do we do it? Stupid is stupid. This. Oh, boy. Home remedies. As it were, a sneaker placed under the nose of a witness who fainted in the middle of a Florida robbery trial failed to revive the woman. You think? Authorities said she fainted Wednesday in Circuit Judge Michael Andrews' Newport courtroom when a prosecutor showed her the knife used by the masked robber who robbed her convenience store. Jury was ordered out of the room and a bailiff brought in a family member who said she is prone to fainting spells. The family member held a sneaker up to her face, saying it often woke her up. No, it does not. That is just wrong. Technique not effective this time. She was carried from the scene by paramedics, resting in her home later in the day. Expected to continue her testimony in the trial. Yeah, right. Family member just whipping off shoes. Yeah, this usually does the trick. Quick, Tim, get the camera ready. Oh, that's beautiful. Florida authorities said a man accused his neighbors of hitting golf balls at his house, allowing a pit bull to run free, and exposing his big, well, buttocks. St. Lucie County Sheriff Officer said the man told deputies he had issues with the neighbors for a while. Victim, who said his son also witnessed the man expose his backside, told deputies he had video evidence of the incident. Yeah, how'd you like that laying around your house? Hey, throw in the DVD. How about the neighbor? Neighbor said he did not really recall rather exposing his backside, but admitted his shorts may have exposed it accidentally. There was some alcohol involved. There you have it right there. Seriously, come on. I should have said that first. You would have understood the story better. Finally, you just don't get these visuals every day. As an inventor, this guy was, well, a failure. He nearly cooked his own goose. Lawrence Toms attempting to make his own vodka in South Wales. Things went a little awry. Literally blew up in his face. The vodka distillery equipment exploded, blowing out the windows of the roof of his home. 10 other houses had to be evacuated. There was so much smoke and carnage, it took, well, quite a while. 10, 15 minutes before a dazed Toms was found wandering in his blackened underwear in the street. He was treated for burns, but he'll be just fine. Had a nice distillery. Vodka distillery in his own house. Well, there you go, folks. Kids, stay in school. You could end up like that, and then you'd just be wandering the street in your blackened underwear, wondering where it all went wrong. Wife's gone, kid's gone. Dog, he's only got one leg left. What happened to my life? 23 minutes after 3. There's your Gump File on a Monday, September 12th. Remember, I'll have this posted on our website here in just a few minutes. 1027cord.com.